The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Two things happened last week that gave hope to opponents of Venezuela's socialist regime, especially to Venezuelan exiles in South Florida. Opposition leader Antonio Ledesma, the former mayor of Caracas, escaped from house arrest and made it into neighboring Colombia. From there, he vowed to keep fighting to topple Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who critics say has wrecked the economy and created a dictatorship. But Maduro probably felt more threatened by something else last week. That's Maduro railing at news that credit ratings agencies finally said the D word, default, in relation to Venezuela's massive foreign debt. For a country, default is like bankruptcy or foreclosure on a home. It can no longer pay its creditors, international bondholders, banks, investment firms, and countries like China. Venezuelan debt expert Russ Dallin heads the Miami investment firm Caracas Capital Markets.
When the rating agencies say you're in default, that's a bad thing.
But Dallin also points out the agencies didn't say Venezuela was in full-blown default. They used the term selective default because this month Venezuela and its state-run oil company failed to make two big bond interest payments on time.
We're not sure whether the cat is alive or dead. It's partly in default, but maybe they're going to get out of default. They're kind of putting it in this gray area because Venezuela is continuing to say that they're going to pay.
Venezuela today is mired in the world's worst economic collapse, but it has kept making payments on its $150 billion foreign debt. In fact, it puts those payments ahead of importing food, medicine, and other desperately needed goods. That's because not making those payments and going into default means creditors can start seizing Venezuelan oil assets the way a repo man can come take your car.
Everything gets more aggressive. They start trying to seize oil shipments on the high seas because their job is to collect their debt.
Here's another reason creditors believe or want to believe Venezuela will keep making its payments. Venezuela's economic crisis makes buying its debt very risky, but it also makes the rate of return on that investment very lucrative.
The yield above 30%. It's so high that it's essentially paycheck loans. It's those kind of usurious rates.
It's likely at some point Venezuela will not be able to keep paying because Venezuela is running out of money. Thanks to the collapse of oil prices, but also to the regime's gross economic mismanagement and neglect of its oil industry. Venezuela's foreign reserves are now less than $10 billion. That's almost what Venezuela owes in debt payments through next year. And until Maduro restores democracy, the U.S. has barred Venezuela from securing new debt in U.S. markets. So what lifeline does Venezuela have?
China, the 800-pound creditor.
Ray Zuccaro is chief investment officer at a firm that holds Venezuelan bonds, RVX Asset Management in Aventura. He says China, Venezuela's ally and largest creditor, could provide new money next year to tide it over. And if it doesn't?
You know, you can play this game for a while, paying this bill but not paying that bill. But unless China extends out, you're going to get to a point where you run off the cliff and trip into a full-blown default.
Even if Venezuela does fall into financial default, Zuccaro says the regime is already plotting how it can turn that to its political advantage. He points to the meeting in Caracas last week where bondholders were invited to renegotiate Venezuela's debt. President Maduro's officials offered no renegotiation plan, just speeches blaming the U.S. sanctions for Venezuela's inability to restructure that debt.
This whole exercise was done for the domestic Venezuela audience. It gives him the out if the problem gets worse and they do default.
Default may actually free up money for Maduro to import more food for Venezuelans, and that would enhance his chances of winning the presidential election scheduled for next year. In other words, hang on to power despite economic ruin. It's happened before.
Comrade R.G. Mugabe and his family are safe and sound.
A good reminder is Zimbabwe, where dictator Robert Mugabe was finally forced to resign today. He too wrecked his country's economy, and Zimbabwe did default on its foreign debt. But Mugabe remained in power for 37 years. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.